Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is going on with Cyril Ramaphosa and the Pala Pala case? Is it something that is does this have potential to bring him down? Does this have the potential to do him damage? We wanted to speak to an expert on this, Advocate Tsilisa Tipanyana, Chairman of the South African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governance. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you and to your listeners, and thanks for the opportunity.
So, first of all, do we really understand what went on with the Pala Pala case? You know, there's obviously the allegations that there was this foreign currency, should have been reported, shouldn't. You know, but do we really understand what the issue is here?
Yes, what happened in Pala Pala, if it's proven true, could definitely be the downfall of President Cyril Ramaphosa, could be our own Watergate. I mean, it points to a number of violations, you know, bringing in foreign currency in our country, which are not allowed to keep for so long, not declaring tax and not declaring an offense, and then also using public resources to address, you know, the theft that we hear that, you know, the police had to go to Namibia to investigate these issues. People were paid off to cover the crime. Mm-hmm. People might have been tortured. So there's definitely a very serious offense if it's proven to be true, and the president will have to step down. There's no way out of this.
Wow. I mean, that is incredibly powerful allegations. Is there any way that there are simple explanations to what went on?
Well, you know, I think we're all waiting to find out what actually there is an explanation for all this. It's 2 years, and even the time, you know, when Mr. McCarthy went to the police to report this thing, it's been a very slow process. We haven't heard from SARS, we haven't heard from the Reserve Bank, we haven't heard from the Public Protector, we haven't heard from the police. And now Parliament also did not handle this thing properly, you know, where the president appears before Parliament and therefore refuses to answer questions on the basis that, you know, the matter is being dealt elsewhere. So now this also then brings into question the credibility of Parliament. Parliament is the last line of defense. It holds executive to account. It represents us. So the president cannot go to Parliament and refuse to answer questions on the technicality.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating, because this is also probably an area for the public protector, if we actually had one with any form of credibility.
Well, the matter was before public protector. The president had to ask for an extension, which was refused. Now he has responded. So honestly, this matter should have been a top priority by the president and by all organs of state concerned. The public wants to know whether the president did actually commit a crime, did cover up, did abuse public resources to protect himself, and also kept you know, thousands of dollars in his home against the law.
Right.
So basically, this affects the entire function of the state, you know, from the Reserve Bank, SARS, the police, Parliament, Public Protector, everybody. It's a bloody mess.
The problem with it, and maybe it's a conflict that I have, and I do find, and I'm monitoring my own response to this, which is very conflicted, and I'm trying to figure out why, because I should be somebody like you are, shouting from the treetops to say this is unacceptable. We need to get to the bottom of it. The problem is in my own. My own conflict is that doesn't this, you know, we've seen such terrible corruption that's destroyed this country over the last let's say 10 years. And to some extent, the removal of Cyril Ramaphosa would be a success for the last group that perpetuated corruption in a way, even though it isn't. Of course it isn't. And we need to hold ourselves and our country our government to a high standard. But to some extent, if Cyril Ramaphosa has to step down because of this, it still allows a possibility of corruption, greater corruption coming back in. What is your response and thought about that?
Well, you know, this government and this country belongs to the people of this country, not Cyril Ramaphosa, not the ANC or anybody else. And we elect people in parliament to represent us, to elect the president. And if the president is not doing his job, he must be removed. As simple as that. As I do understand the sentiment that, you know, well, he's a good man, he said A, B, C, D. But at the end of the day, democracy belongs to the people of this country. And the president should lead by example. He cannot have an offense happening 2 years ago and being hidden. Why did the president not ensure that the matter is investigated by the police properly? How come up until now there's no case number for that incident in Palapala? Because he's supposed to uphold the law of the country.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you're right in theory. But what happens if he does step down? What is likely, who is likely to fill his place?
Well, South Africans should be able to elect anybody else. It's not the only person we can.
No, but it doesn't. Country. No, but we can't. I mean, we don't. We only will elect. We only go to the polls in 2024. We'll have another 2 years, for example, of the ANC electing a leader.
Yes, but you see, it's not the challenge we're having as South Africans. That, you know, because of the personalization of our politics, now we appear to be in the dark as to who can replace Cyril. I'm sure there are many South Africans who are very capable of leading this country given a chance. And therefore, the ruling party must do the right thing if Cyril has to step down. Until that, we change the law. And I guess that's what people are saying. Maybe we must change the legal system. South Africa should be able to appoint directly their own president, whom they believe in.
Well, that is absolutely true. I mean, can you imagine the difference that that would make if we could vote directly for a president? It really would make a massive, massive difference. So is there any indication that these questions are going to be answered?
They have to be answered. There is no other way. Otherwise, we as people of this country then will demand parliament to step down. It's our country. It's our constitution. They are there to act on our behalf. And if they can't do their jobs, they must just get out.
You're absolutely right. Jenny agrees with you, says, I love this guy. Nobody is above the law. And that is the message that we all need here in South Africa. We do. But I'm uncomfortable with it. And I don't even know why. I'd love somebody to help me out. Why am I feeling so conflicted?
Well, because of you. This part.
Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't hear you.
Sorry?
Okay, the line just went bad for a second. If you could repeat that, that would be great.
Okay. I was saying we've been used to, you know, personality politics in our country. We need to move away from those. And also have to remember that it's our country. It's not the ANC's country or Cyril's country. It's our country. We are the ones who have a final say in it.
You know what? You are exactly what I needed to hear today. And thank you. I greatly appreciate it, because I think we do sometimes forget that. I think we do sometimes look at personalities and we forget that in fact this is our country. Anton L. saying, Howard, it's not a ruling party, it's governing. It's very, very different. And you are absolutely right. Advocate Tsalisa Tipanyana, Chairman of the South African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governance, thank you. That message was exactly what I needed to hear today.